You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. President Barack Obama's inauguration ceremony came within days of the 150th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. Commentator Gary Joyner is here now with this reflection on Lincoln's legacy.
The 16th President of the United States will always remain something of an enigma. Consistently ranking at or near the top of surveys of the greatest of American presidents, Lincoln retains a mystical quality unlike any other man who has held that high office. What makes him so intriguing? Certainly, the shock of his assassination catapulted him into the American collective memory far beyond the life of his generation. Because he served during the Civil War, Lincoln has been deemed both tyrant and martyr. His prosecution of that war, his freeing of slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation, brought him praise from much of his Northern constituency, though they could not fathom why he favored an easy attempt at reconciliation of the Southern states. Most of the South despised Lincoln and saw him as a federal usurper of their personal and states' rights. His view of religion was one enigmatic characteristic. He never joined a church, but he seemed to be deeply religious. He was a mystic, and he believed in spirits. Though he freed slaves in Southern states, his view of slavery was pragmatic. He was not an abolitionist. And while Lincoln's associates often found him to be moody, he was not cross. However, the weight of his duties and the loss of his young sons seemed to aggravate the melancholy he felt, which was likely clinical depression. He had a striking appearance, tall and lanky, but he was considered homely and was, at times, self-conscious about his looks. All of these traits made him a strong but private man. When he was assassinated in 1865, America was almost at the end of the Civil War. His detractors in the North had to deal with a sweeping positive opinion of the slain leader. Southerners only later realized that his gentle plan for Reconstruction lay in ashes with his death. Lincoln's death spurred a huge number of memorials, both at home and abroad. His boyhood home site, his homes and offices, the theater in which he was shot, the house in which he died, and of course his tomb, all became shrines. The Greco-Roman temple-like memorial that honors him in Washington is one of the hallmarks of this nation. Many other memorials to him were created in usual ways and places around the world in the decades following his death. His image has appeared on hundreds of postage stamps around the world. The iconic 1-cent coin of the United States bears his likeness and his memorial in Washington, as does the U.S. $5 bill. Only George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grace two denominations of U.S. currency. Mount Rushmore offers the largest bust of Lincoln. He is also the namesake for insurance companies and the Lincoln brand of automobile. He is remembered internationally with the Lincoln Memorial Tower in London and statues and parks on several different continents. Lincoln, Argentina was named for him, as was a small island in the Paracels archipelago between Vietnam and China. During the Spanish Civil War, American volunteers served in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. A nuclear submarine and a Nimitz-class aircraft carrier both carry his name. Abraham Lincoln is as recognizable as when he was president and more widely respected. This iconic tragic figure proves to us that truly great men stand the test of time and that history matters.
Tune in for History Matters with commentator Gary Joyner every Tuesday morning at 7:35. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment.